Education is the bedrock of every green economy, and this goes hand in hand with building a requisite human resource base. As I interacted with these primary school pupils, I was convinced that it wasn't a misplaced priority to give them a senior high school to realize their dreams. Aside from the big ambitions they had, they didn't shy away from requesting for the basic things that will help enhance their learning to achieve their dreams.
President,
I shall be a doctor.
I'll be a pastor. School bus, reading books,
uniform, computer.
Adabokrom is a predominantly cocoa farming area. The town looks quite deprived, and the residents say potable water is a luxury. Receiving President Mahama for the second time, the chief of Adabokrom says he's ready to offer land to government free of charge to put up developmental projects that will create jobs for the youth. Their major concern is with the mass cocoa spraying exercise, which does not get to the town. As a result, most cocoa farms are being destroyed, and this is their main source of livelihood. President Mahama explained that Adabokrom has not been eliminated from the exercise. Rather, the whole program is being restructured to do away with some unscrupulous persons who divert agrochemicals meant for cocoa farming areas. He spoke three.
Mass spraying exercise, no. Ebi be ka se ye twem ye ntwem ye pese ye nhyehye se na ebe ye enuro no be ko bebia wo se ko na etimi aye kokofo ne fuo eyi ama omo ye hwa enuro no bi ba na ebi e de afa bebi na nye se cocoa board emfa enuro no ba cocoa board enuro no ba anso nipa e de fa bebi no ntina na eya ema cocoa cocoa ekrafo no omo ntimi nya eduro ne spray omo cocoa no ye be ma spray no but ye de nhyehye e ba se na ebe ye Rono, Nipebi, Entimi, and Famfa Baby, Emma, Coco, and Crafono, Entimi, and Spray or Mufo.
President Mahama also inspected progress of work on the Asekwegua Enchi Road. The contractor says the road is about 90% complete. What is left is some finishing touches to the bridge under construction. It is a double surface road valued at 52 million Ghana cedis funded by the government of Ghana. From the Western Region, Pascaline Adadevu for Radio Ghana.